For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, September 12, 2002. In Petaluma, California, the Genesis 129 medical marijuana dispensary is raided by the DEA, and Robert Schmidt, the owner, is arrested. September 13, 1994. President Clinton signs the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, which includes provisions to enhance penalties for selected drug-related crimes and to fund new drug-related programs. September 13, 1999, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court rules that seriously ill patients should be allowed marijuana if the need is there. September 13, 2000, 11-year-old Alberto Sepulveda of Modesto, California, is shot dead during a SWAT raid targeting his father when an officer on the scene accidentally squeezes off a shot, killing the boy instantly. A year and a half later, the family settles a federal lawsuit over the death. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
For years, thoughtful people had warned that the levees would not hold. Now, the devastation of the flood denies imagination. Those with nothing are further dispossessed, and vast numbers are dead or dying. As terrible as the flood in New Orleans, another flood continues to build in the highlands of U.S.-occupied Afghanistan, a flood of black market heroin that now feeds the habits of 9 of 10 addicts worldwide. The levee erected in 2000 by the Taliban was quickly disassembled by the U.S. occupation forces, turning a trickle into a torrent. Now, nearly 90% of the danger, disease, death, and decay related to black market heroin consumption originates directly in Washington. The U.S. military is in place in both disaster areas. In Afghanistan, 20,000 American troops turned 40,000 American blind eyes away from the vast poppy plantations that make the occupation possible, not by their choice, but by higher command. The victims of both floods are largely the already marginalized poor who are now being warehoused, some in churches, some in prisons, some left to die in the street. How cruel the act of nature that laid siege to America's Gulf Coast. How crueler still the act of man that willfully joins heroin manufacture to foreign policy to prohibition. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
You know, I find it outrageous that after 4 years of being on the air with 42 stations in the U.S. and Canada, with 8 more stations coming next month in New Zealand, we can't find any drug warrior willing to come on the air and discuss the policy of drug reform. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.